IB Hurton phone conference line.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Monty.
Good morning. I gave my pep to Dennis last night.
Oh, you gave it to him? Okay. I'll have to remind him about that.
He's got it, so you can...
Well, last night I had my talk, what I was going to talk about today already, and this morning I got up and changed the whole thing. You'll be interested in seeing. And actually, it is 7 a.m., and so it's really time to get started here. Well, more of you are here than I thought. So good morning, everybody. This is Ruth Williams. I'm calling from the beautiful island of Vashon Island in Washington State, the prettiest state in the nation. On Wednesday, anyway. Oops. My curtains are down. I can't see what's happening out there. Well, it sounds like I've got quite an echo. Guess that maybe that's better than static. I don't know. You guys can all hear me okay?
Yes, Ruth, that echo just started, so if someone just came on the line, that may be the cause of it.
I wonder if whoever just came on the line, is it still happening?
No.
No, it stopped.
Okay, good. Okay, good morning, everybody. Let us continue on. It is going to be an exciting day. So, we do want to welcome anyone who is here for the first time. Welcome to speak up and say hello and let us know you're here. Okay. We'll assume we're all regulars and continue on becoming more mind and body fit, having a mission to teach and support the soul health style choices. We have a 10-point system that helps us to remind us what... some of those choices might be with our water, with our air, with our air is not actually on the list, our sleep, our exercise, our nutritionals, and it's interesting that our nutritionals are ahead of our food. our food is important as well, and we talk about that, and also avoiding toxins sometimes. On Wednesday, I talk about the brain. And I had some we were going to talk about here. We had our brain and a number of parts that we've been trying, looking at learning. We were going to talk about what parts of our brain do what. But somewhere in the middle of I got interested, more interested in what we do with our brain. I don't know, that doesn't make too much difference if you're on watching the screen or not, but here we have. So, I told you I wasn't going to be talking just about the brain physically for this year, but since it's January, I want to talk about what we do with our mind and our brain decisions. And so, this is going to be a very much a discussion thing. You don't have to have, we don't need to know all your decisions, but maybe... some of those decisions may be, and maybe if you've had a decision you made that you set a goal for or whatever, and it made a huge difference in your life, that would be a good thing to share. As what we're talking about is making those decisions, and then how you've been carrying them out. So we'll see how it goes here. First brain decision says who you want to be, and it says help here, but help in every way, every aspect of your life. So a person who really wants to take control of their health and of their life if you want to go somewhere in a boat or something, you're going to decide where you're going to go before you start out. And not too much of this has ever been taught at a very young age. And so let's talk about it. Better late than never. I know all the people on this call have been doing this, but maybe... if we learn about it, talk about it here, you will better be able to talk to other people about it. So health-wise, losing a lot could be, and that might be, actually when I was right, this, who do you want to be? That is, includes all areas of your life. When you let people meet you and people, when you look at yourself in the mirror, who do you want to become? What are some things to think about there? Or that you have thought about and you put on your goal boards?
Okay, this is Mary. This is Mary.
I'm Mary. Mary.
Mary Lou has a floor here, or the phone.
Okay. Well, I could probably give you my affirmation.
All right. That's good. That's good.
Okay. Okay. I'm Mary Lou Reardon. I'm a happy, healthy, 5'10 diamond distributor earning over $35,000 a month.
All right.
I've achieved this by having an attitude of gratitude and setting specific goals. That's about as far as I've gotten.
All right.
The phone's breaking up really bad. Is that me or everybody?
I'm not hearing it that much.
Okay.
Somebody say something. I hear it a little bit.
Something.
Probably.
I was gurgling.
Can you hear me all right? Did you hear Mary Lou okay?
Yep.
Yes.
I hear just fine.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. And I repeat what Mary Lou said. Would you like to say it one more time, Mary Lou? It was really good. A little bit slower, maybe. Not too much slower.
Okay. I'm Mary Lou Verdon. I'm a happy, healthy, size 10 diamond distributor earning over $35,000 a month. I have achieved this by having an attitude of gratitude and setting specific goals.
All right. Mary Lou, now that you're that person, how does it make you feel when you are that person?
Oh, I feel great. I'm joyful.
All right. Do you think that makes your brain healthier?
Of course.
Of course.
Less stress on the brain.
Right. And just thinking that makes less stress on the brain, don't you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Visualizing it, thinking it, absolutely. Your subconscious will keep working. My subconscious is working towards that goal.
Yeah.
You notice I didn't say Royal Diamond.
That was that 5'10"? Is that what that, I didn't know what that 5'10 was.
Size.
Oh, size 10. Okay.
I know y'all thought I already was. No, not yet.
I thought you were in kid size.
I'm going to hang up and call back in because I'm getting a lot of gurgle. I can hardly understand you.
All right. Thank you very much for your first being first. That's always tricky one to be. All right. Does anyone else want to speak up? And if you do have any noise in the background, do start 6 to mute, and then you can start 6 whenever you want to say something. We're talking about the brain decisions that we make and becoming the person that we want to be. We're starting out with who you want to be. And Mary Lou stated her affirmation in one area of her life, at least, of who she wants to be. You can use any part of who you want to be to speak of. It doesn't have to be as perfectly ready as Mary Lou's was. Affirmation would be terrific, but if you just want to say it briefly, that would be great.
Yeah, I'll speak up. I just want to become a better me in pretty much all aspects of my life in regards to particularly health, my business, and just becoming a better individual and forming more firm and stronger relationships with people.
All right. So a better me, my health, my business, my relationships, and particularly, did I miss any there, Monty?
No, but there's a longer list.
Yes, that's great. Those are some very important areas to be a better me. And to know where who you want to be in those areas. All right, thank you, Monty.
This is Doug. This is Doug. I'll share a little bit. I'm still in the midst of sort of redefining myself after being a missionary and coming back and having the whole apple cart of life upset, sort of. And weekend has been one of the answers to straightening it out. But one of the things I've done to calm myself with the idea of being a Christian businessman missionary is I signed up for an 8-week period of study on Saturday mornings with my church, which is down in Kirkland, Washington, which means it takes me about over an hour to an hour and a half to drive there. It's a big decision in itself. It's called the School of Generosity. And I've been one week in it, and it's already had a big effect on me. The motto of the school is earn more, save more, give more. That's the model of the school. Earn more, save more, and give more. And there's about a dozen different very successful businessmen in our church from all kinds of different backgrounds that are going to be speaking. And it's,
wait, Doug. I would like you to just say who you want to be.
Okay, well, I want to become one of these people. And I'm going to be watching these people and listening from them and picking up their principles. And I think it's going to help me integrate the Nikan philosophies with everything else I've been doing in my life. So I don't know who I'm going to come out to be for sure in the end of this, but I feel like it's a major step I took in the right direction to find
okay.
out.
Okay, you're not sure who you're going to become, but the thing we're talking about is deciding who you want to be, and then we'll go on to the next part and on the next slide. But what we want to know is just who you want to be. And I think you said that you want to be like one of these people. So funny,
yeah,
might be a part of that. But
yes,
I just talk about this right now: is who you want to be. That's not how you got there. Not how
are
you going to get there?
Okay. Well, I guess in a short sentence, I summarize it as a successful business person who can still be in missions. That's my calling, but I believe business is part of it too, so I need to learn how to work both fields at the same time.
That's what I'm in the process of doing.
All right.
Thank you for listening, guys.
Okay. Thank you. Who's next?
This is Connie. I think I'm awake now. I'm sorry. I'm late. I think my brain is going through a major transition. Maybe I have it out where I can use it now, but I think I, rather than just know something, I want to be known for something. And I kind of think that's the vision so far, and it's evolving at this point, and I don't really have a good thing to visualize, like Mary Lou. I thought I had it all mapped out and my goal statement and all that, but I think right now it's in the process of big change. So rather than just know stuff, I want to be known for stuff. I just haven't all defined it yet. Read it.
Well, I think you probably the basis of what motivates you and the goals are something that are supposed to motivate us, and so I think you're making excellent progress. Good job. Okay, next. Would anyone else want to speak up? Not, we shall move on.
Well, it's Kathleen, and I find myself saying I just don't want to be anybody I'm not. I just want to be the best me I can be and use the talents that I possess. And that means need to quit hiding and let my light shine. And I have a lot of love to give. I want to be a real diamond NECAM distributor. Have good relationships, and maybe the basis is good health.
Okay, those are good starts, Kathleen. Those are good. So you'll be lacking the next part. All right, so now we're going to move. I'm just going to kind of click through these. Okay, I am. All right, click somewhere else. Here we go. Okay, so now here's some other areas to be thinking about. You might want to jot these down, but you'll see them on the next slide as well. What you want to accomplish kind of goes along with that. How you want to make a difference. I was pretty sure about how he wanted to make a difference. I think everybody on this call is wanting to make a difference with NECAM, and so I've heard some of those. What you want for your family, consider that. Where you want to go, what you want to see. Freedoms you want to have. Now, of course, you could have add to this list. But now, in our short time this morning, let's go to brain planning. What's the plan? Okay, who you want to be, what kind of health you want to have, and write down who you want to be. And then as Mindy was suggesting, that, well, she suggested through her example, that you memorize who you want to be and you repeat it until you get it into your subconscious and pray about it, because we become royal ambassadors by chance, actually. And we had miracles that happened, and I believe that was because our goals were quite clear in our minds, and of course, we might even see more, which helps all of these things a lot. So then the other next one was what you want to accomplish, and guess what it says next? Write it down. And then we're just going to go through these, and then we'll talk to them a little bit in the rest of our time. How you want to make a difference? You know, I'm a color fanatic. And this is, I want to tell you what my colors represent here. Orange to me is what makes you feel hungry and healthy, and it's sort of about health. And blue is blue, what you want to accomplish. You want to really think about it, and it's kind of a courageous color. And how you want to make a difference, that's a royal kind of a color. Kind of eternal type of a color. So write that, and you don't have to write the color pass down. What you want for your family. And that's an eternal color, white color, as you think of Heavenly Father, and they always appear in white. And so that's kind of an eternal type of a color. What do you want for your family? And where do you want to go? Adventure, green, I think. Green is kind of an adventure. It's kind of a outdoor color. I use it for nature, and I use it for adventure. It means go to me. And write that down. What do you want to go and what do you want to see? The fun you want to have, maybe, in that one. Make your brain happy. Get all these things in mind and be on your way. And, of course, the freedoms you have, and that would especially encourage the ability to be able to do any of the rest of these things. You're going to have certain freedoms of time and finance, right? So let's hear about what you want to accomplish, any one of these goals. If you want to speak up, how you want to make a difference, what you want for your family, where you want to go, the freedoms you want to have, and briefly again, I don't know exactly how much time we talk about when we say briefly, but like Monty did an awfully good job of briefness, and most of the rest of you did as well, is just whittling it down to the essence of the answer to the question. Okay, any one of these or a different one that you'd like to see up here, please share.
This is Connie, and I think your top one for me, one that was written down and has been very effective, is my decision to be a non-smoker. And the day that I decided that was going to be my written down, and the words that came out of my mouth was, today I am a non-smoker, and non-smokers don't want cigarettes. And I haven't wanted one. So that's the power that it gave me back my health that much of a back instantly and reduced stress.
What a good example. Thank you, Connie. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I guess mine would be, of the three, of all the ones we have here, just the one that comes to my head right away. And which would you want for your family? And I think I look at my years and where I'm at, and I've got one more good run in me, and I want to be able to change the legacy on a financial basis and relationship basis with my family, but provide something that I go on.
All right. Good example. Thank you, Monty. Anyone else? For those of you who are on the phone and would like to speak up, again, those are what do you want to be health-wise, what do you want to accomplish in your life, whenever, how you want to make a difference, what you want for your family, where you want to go or what you want to see, what freedoms do you want to have or need to have to accomplish the other things that you may have on your list. And write down, not only write down when you're doing it, write down not only what they are, but then go on to the next step will be the plan for accomplishing that.
Well, this is Kathleen, and I think how to be clear about it. I guess I, like Connie and her cigarettes, I have a limited diet, and I need to eliminate some things, and I've been able to make a mental thing subconsciously, and I don't touch sugar anymore, and several other things, and I'm fine, and I'm really good with that, and I'm making steps to put myself in a place where I am free to do what I think. I think I have a conscious conflict, and I be free to do what I think, and that's going to lead me to better relationships and better health. And I give a lot of love, but I think there's a lot more I could give.
All right, thank you, Kathleen. Some good examples there. Some very good examples there. I'm making that. I hear you saying you have made that decision in some areas, and so now you're going to use. And also see you, I've seen you get really much more stronger, so that gives you more freedom.
It does.
You've attended a lot of development classes and help you to realize how many talents and everything that you have, and it gives you more freedom. So then you're now
yes.
You're stronger and to move on. All right. Thank you, Kathleen.
That's kind of exciting.
Right, you're becoming who you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else?
Well, this is Mary Lou again, and you know, with my goal plan that I've worked out, it kind of sounded like it's me, but you know, I definitely need to be healthy, but I think what jumps out at me here is my favorite color, purple, and how I want to make a difference, and how I want to make a difference is that I want to help three of, you know, my strong people gain freedom. You know, we've been blessed to be able to be full-time vegan since 1996, and I just want to be able to help our people that also want to be free get there. So when I cough up this amount of $35,000 a month, I know that I'm going to help at least three people earning $10,000, and I know that's going to help them be free. So when we do that, we're going to be helping an awful lot of people, both physically and financially. So that's where my numbers come in. And I definitely want to leave a legacy for my family, because I still have some people thinking that I've been wasting my time.
Definitely
oh,
not.
Oh, won't they be surprised?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Mary Lou, you mean to say that you don't think that you can make $35,000 a month without helping other people, without helping them? You can do it all by yourself?
I know I can't do it all by myself. No, I can't. I have to help other people get to realize their dreams, and that's, be it physical or financial. I just want to offer them their solutions, the solutions they need, so.
Great. And then it comes back to you in spades.
There you go.
Kathleen speaking up there. Do any of the rest of you have any questions for these people who have spoken up? Do you have a question for any of them about what they're saying? It might help you to better make your plans. So, anybody want to speak up and ask a question? Do so, please. Whenever you I guess it probably would be a good time to put in a plug for... In March, we're having humans being more training, and that's where people really come in and get the vision and the power, the feeling that you become empowered, I think, after being more training. A person does. They become free. I think maybe free first. They work on getting you free from hang-ups and things that are dragging you down. You got some kind of a heavy pant legs or skirt back there that's just dragging you down and dragging you down. Those are the people that want to go, particularly. We all have some of backpacks we're carrying around, and so you can go to humans being more, and they take that away for you. They help you to remove it. And sometimes it takes more than one trip to humans being more, and the more you go, the more free you become, the more powerful you become as you realize your own power and see your own freedom. And then your own ability to be able to go out and make a difference. Anybody want to add to this? Or give us an example in about 2 minutes?
Oh, I just want to cheer because I've been doing that. I hid myself for a while. I was pretty successful, and then I kind of hid because other people wanted to be more successful or something else. They had other agendas, and... I was too quiet. I didn't know how to speak up. And anyway, I am so breaking free from that, and it feels so good. And it is humans being more and the other things I've done. And just staying with me 10 is the best thing I've done out of God and family. It's commitment, and it pulls me forward. Everything is positive. It goes forward. It teaches us. And being with its people pulls you forward. It pulls you into success. But you see it, even if you can't imagine it.
I think you got some backpack removal and some really great binoculars, don't you guys? And some good people you've got coming along with her. She's helping some others already. And so,
yes,
Kathleen. All right. Well, that, I think, is a pretty good one to end on. That was excellent. And thank you guys for all your contributions, which are necessary for a good discussion. And so I challenge you to get registered to get to the next Humans Being More in training in your area. We expect people to be willing to drive 4 to 8 hours to get there if they have to. We've always have done that, and people, we've seen other people do it. That past thing event we had Wilson drove all the way from Missoula. That was an 10-hour drive with your kids. So anything you want to do is possible.
Yes.
I really, I'm,
This is Joan. I want to say thank you very much to all of you for sharing. It's given me lots of things I'm thinking about, and, you know, I take it we'll have an opportunity to share another time, you know. Anyway, I truly appreciate the integrative aspect. That is, people, well, let's say what Doug said, you know, how to fit business into eternal life, you know. And, you know, so I really appreciate that. I've had, you know, a lot of thoughts, and you guys are really very sweet. I knew you were, but...
Okay. Give very much, Joan. That was very good comments as well. And I'll want to remind everybody that in the Washington or the Northwest, we have a February 9th event. And that event will also enable people to see maybe what some of the goals might be and learn a whole lot about nutrition from Roger Drummer. So this is Ruth Williams signing off for today, and thank you all for your participation. Have a great day.
Bye.
Have a great
one, too.
Thank you. Bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.